Så länge skutan kan gå, så länge hjärtat kan slå, så länge solen den glittrar på väljorna blå.
Ja, nu är det Gunnel på Tyresöradion igen.
Det här är fortsättningen på mitt förra seglarprogram. Min man Lennart och jag seglar alltså i Möja skärgården. Vi har just lagt till i en liten vik vid ett litet berg. Och sitter och dåsar i båten. Det är en av de här jättevarma dagarna i augusti. Och då kommer det inseglande en väldigt speciell båt. Som landar alldeles in till oss. Och då hände detta.
Här har vi träffat en mycket intressant person i den lilla viken vi just har lagt till i Bockestoresundet. Welcome to Tyresöradion. What's your name? I forgot
it. My name is Axel.
Axel.
And my second name is very Scandinavian. It's Troll, like the trolls in the wood.
Yes, Trolls.
So it's funny enough, so I'm a half-Swede.
Oh, we have friends whose name is Trollborg. That's a troll in their world.
Trollborg.
Okay.
Yes.
No, it's very funny. Actually, I have two foreign names, which is Sven, Axel, Troll. So I'm really halfway Swedish.
Yes. But now you prefer speaking English.
I'm so sorry. I'm here now for more than 23 years and I haven't learned to speak Swedish. The trouble is that everyone in Sweden talks so very well English, there is no need for me to speak English. And once I'm sailing alone and talk to myself, there is really no sense in talking Swedish.
And, you know, we are so lucky to speak English with you.
Yes, I would say so.
I will introduce to my listeners that you have a very special boat and you put it side by side.
That's right, yeah.
Close to us, and we began speaking. And now you see us to drink. And I asked you if I could get you to a little interview with Tyresöradion.
Yes, you are so friendly and you welcomed me so nicely that I can't resist or can't reject.
Thank you very much.
No, I must say it's sometimes not so easy to be a sailor on his own, especially when you are approaching landing field with stones and you don't know the ground under the water.
Yes.
So I have to be careful at first, and I'm really thankful and when someone offers me help in this case, which you did.
Yes, thank you. Of course I did. And you are sailing alone, mostly.
Most of the time I'm sailing alone. And I really don't worry about the dangers. For instance, I don't wear a life vest, which is funny enough because...
Because you have very strong, what do you call this?
Railing, I call it. I don't know railing. what you say.
Railing.
Mantog.
Yeah. Mantog.
Yes.
Yeah.
To hold in.
To hold on.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Well, as a single sailor, I don't see any sense be wearing a life vest, because if I drop, nobody's going to help me anyway. It will only prolong more or less the misery of drowning and slowly dying away.
Oh. And what kind of boat do you have? A yacht? You call it a yacht in English?
I never call my boat a yacht. It's a boat.
It's a boat. 32 feet.
Exactly, 32 feet. Almost.
With a steer room. What do you call it?
You mean this one here?
Yes.
Salon or what?
Yes,
what
a salon. Yes. And you have
They call it a deck's house, actually.
Deck's house. Yes.
And the specific thing about it is that you are sitting in an elevated situation, more or less, and you can overview 360 degrees of the most beautiful environment, like the archipelago, whereas normally you go down in a yacht, and then you are down and
see nothing.
See nothing.
Han berättar att han kan sitta i sin styrhytt och se 360 grader runt i den här vackra skärgården. Och han har en ratt här inne också så han kan styra härifrån. And why do you sail in Sweden?
Well, it was more by accident, I must say. I haven't been visiting Sweden for my first 50 years of life.
Oh.
But I came here on a special occasion, and this was taking place in the archipelago, a conference. And I was so struck by this landscape and the atmosphere, looking at a lot of yachts, looking at children play and scream and nice weather all around. Immediately when I saw this new environment, I said, I have to change my life.
And right immediately away. You bought a boat.
6 weeks later.
6 weeks later. And you have, decided.
Yeah, but
designed it yourself.
Not this boat. I started with a typical Swedish boat, a Vindö.
Oh,
Vindö. I was
attracted
by the wooden top. Mm-hmm. It has some sort of special.
What size Vindö?
32.
No, 32. Yeah.
I started with 28, and it was a full mahogany boat.
Yeah,
the whole hull was full mahogany. But within 2 years, I experienced that once I start in the season, I had to wait 2 weeks until it was tight.
Dry. Yes,
yes. There was water coming in, and I had friends who pumped it out for 2 weeks before I came to Sweden and used it.
Yes.
And I said, that's no way of continuing. And I bought a second Vindö.
Vindö is built at the same wharf, Orust, as our boat,
yes,
Halberdasse,
know,
you know that,
it. Yes.
Yes.
I know.
This is later. wood as your window.
No, the first window was, I think, from 66 or so, from 1966.
Oh,
beautiful boat.
Han berättade att han hamnade i Sverige mest av en slump för att det var så vackert här. Och efter bara några veckor så hade han köpt en båt. Och hans första båtar var Vindö. Och han var väldigt förtjust i dem därför att de hade så mycket trä och var så vackra. Och vår båt är byggd på samma varv som Vindö. Och det visste han redan. Han kände till Halberdasse också. And every summer you come to Sweden for sailing.
That's correct.
Where do you have your boat in winter?
I have it in the sweet water of Mälaren. Is that the way you pronounce it?
Yes, it's Mälaren.
Yes, in Mälaren. That happened to be because my first boat, this Vindö, came from Mälaren. And so I was joining the club of the man who had sold it to me.
And
ever since 23 years.
And still you are there.
I'm coming the end, last week of April. And I go back the first week of October.
Oh.
Fantastic life.
Yes. And mostly you sail alone, you have friends.
Yes,
many times.
Well, at first it was half-half, more or less. And then I have 3-4 very nice Swedish friends, sailors, of course.
Of course.
One of them. He had a Hallberg Grossi too, a 26, a very small one. And I was sailing with him far distance tours. So I was twice in Tallinn, for instance. I was once in Riga, 2 or 3 times in Helsinki, and once, which was extraordinary, up at Högakusten.
It's very
and it is, was really
far
lovely.
Away.
Really
yes.
lovely, and I always was alone on my boat, so I had to take care of everything.
We have been there, but not by boat.
Then you missed something,
car.
I tell
yes,
you.
Yes, I think
the north is beautiful and not so crowded. Beautiful harbors.
Han berättar att han oftast seglar ensam, men han har också väldigt många vänner i Sverige och många har båt. Och han berättade för mig innan vi startade den här intervjun att i midsomras så var de 5 båtar som kände varann just i den här lilla viken. Och han köpte den i Mälaren, det hörde ni ja. Have you been sailing in Tyresö?
No, I must say so.
But you know a little about Tyresö?
I passed Tyresö, but I didn't know what Tyresö had to offer, I must admit. And I once had a guest, a friend of mine, and he was insisting to go to this nature park. And I couldn't resist myself, so I said, okay, I make you a present, we go to Tyresö, or Tyresta Nature Park, yes. Is it? And I was really surprised to find something like this pure nature, and you had the idea you were 3,000 years backwards somehow with these trees and the position of the trees and the state of the trees or the little lakes there. I was really fascinated myself.
Did you go there from Tyresö to Tyresta?
I don't know exactly. No, I went into
it,
the...
It takes many hours.
Many hours. No,
yes,
that's nothing
you don't
for me.
Like that.
Many hours is all right when I'm sailing,
your bow,
but not moving my feet.
Your legs and feet are only for sailing, I think. Han berättar att han har en kvinnlig bekant som hon ville inte följa med honom och segla, utan hon ville till Tyresta och se Tyresta nationalpark, och det lät han henne göra, men han har inte gått hela långa vandringen själv.
Men han blev väldigt fascinerad
utav det.
Sometimes I say once I'm coming back home in October, I have to learn to walk and to talk again.
Yes, you can go to a gym.
Yeah, to learn to talk.
And it's very popular wandering in Sweden now in Corona times.
I know.
Oh,
I
we know. Have to have 2 meters between us.
Yes.
It isn't exactly 2 meters. Not even 1 meter.
That would really be something special.
Yes. And next week... Mm-hmm. You are going to meet people at Arlanda.
Yes.
And take them to your boat.
I have a good friend. She had visited me for now more than 10, 12 years. And she always enjoys to be here and so fascinated by Sweden and by the archipelago.
By sailing too?
By sailing. She's not a water girl at all. She hasn't even learned to swim.
Oh.
So she really has to trust me that I'm doing everything.
And you have no life vest for her?
Sometimes, if it's very hard wind or so. But I place her inside and then she's
And
safe.
Shut the door.
Yeah.
I say, be quiet.
But she is really fascinated by this country.
Where comes she from?
She comes from a famous university town in Germany, which its name is Tübingen.
Tübingen? Hmm?
Tübingen,
I know.
Is a very famous university town.
Yes. Jo, han berättar att han har en kvinnlig väninna som kommer till Arlanda nästa vecka, och hon ska vara med honom och segla. Och hon gillar inte segling speciellt, men hon tycker väldigt mycket om den här svenska skärgården. Så
but
hon kommer
I had
ofta.
Guests. I had one guest from Argentina.
Oj.
So I invited her from Buenos Aires into Stockholm.
And she came?
She came.
Of and course.
She, every year she's asking me, may I come again?
Do you even have female guests?
Of course.
Han har till och med en gäst från Argentina som kommer varje år. Och jag frågar om han bara har kvinnliga gäster. Och det säger han naturligtvis. Yes. What have you more to say?
Good question.
Yes.
When you're not are here in Sweden, where do you live? I haven't understand that.
When I'm
not here in Sweden.
In the winter.
I'm living in Germany.
In Germany.
I have a house in the southern part of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
A very old house, like my old window. But the house is 430 years old.
Oh. Yeah.
But you are American or Englishman from the start. You are not from German.
I am.
You are yes. born in Germany.
I'm born in Austria, but I've been raised and educated in Germany.
Oh,
and
we can't hear that.
And all of my life I've been working mainly in Germany. Mm-hmm. Well, I was, as I said, came to Sweden as well.
But I thought you were an Englishman.
No.
Han kommer ifrån Tyskland och där har han ett gammalt hus som är 400 år gammalt i södra Tyskland. Och han är född i Österrike men är uppvuxen i Tyskland.
We have for a couple of years, not for it's the last two or three years we haven't. We have dropped it now, but got skiing in Österrike.
Yeah, where?
Yeah, and in
Tschagunz.
Tschagunz, yes, I know very well. Yeah, I was a skier myself.
Oh.
Very nice place.
It's a very nice place. Together with 20 friends,
more than
40, we went by bus day and night.
Yes.
One day and one night to come there. And then we are staying 1 week. It's very nice.
Yes, I remember. I was a skier starting from my youth, and every time we met Swedish visitors in these ski centers, they were celebrating like hell, drinking and making noise. They were the
they were forbidden to come to Österreich.
Okay, could be because they misbehaved
but,
somehow.
But the tourist chief said, we let them try, and the Swedes didn't crashed nothing and so on. So we were welcome every year since, I think it's 25 years.
You went always to the same place?
Yes.
Haven't with them more than 10 or 15
years. Yes, but with the same place.
The same place and the group.
It's
the same place.
Fantastic.
Every year.
Yes.
That's fun.
Both in February and then at Easter.
Fantastic, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And they are so welcome every year. And the tourist manager, they celebrate every 5 years when we are coming here.
So we have a great party with them every 5 years. Now I have to ask you, what is your professional life before you started sailing for so long time?
Well, I was self-employed. I was an individual, so to speak. And the easiest way, sometimes it's difficult.
Is it autodidact?
No.
Självlärd?
No. I have.
You have learned yourself.
I was an apprentice in banking, and I was studying economics with a specific impact on banking as well. But I dropped it altogether and started a totally new career. So
of your own.
Of my own, yes. So I would sometimes I say I'm the marriage consultant to big organizations. You know what a marriage consultant is? He tries to resolve conflicts.
Vad säger man? Äktenskapsmäklare, säger man nog på svenska.
Exactly. And I did that for big companies. Wherever they had kind of conflicts or they wanted to build up teamwork professionally. So
when two companies go together,
for instance, not so much when they were out where they should go and work together.
Yes.
So like if research and production are not cooperating as they should do, so the researchers, for instance, or the developers, they were developing parts for car or automotives, which the production manager didn't know how to handle. So they should work together instead of working separately.
And you taught them.
That's what was my end. So my heading was leadership and communication or cooperation to enhance cooperation, communication, proper leadership. That was my field.
Han var utbildad inom en mängd olika saker, om banker och annat. Men han tog saken i egna händer och jobbar nu med att hjälpa företag samarbeta att olika grenarna ska samarbeta, kan man väl säga. Ja. Ungefär. Do you understand my Swedish?
Most of it.
Is it a little right?
It is totally right.
And now I think we have to finish that conversation in the radio, and we continue without the radio. Thank you very much, Axel, for speaking
Gunilla,
together with
what
me.
A new experience for me, but I couldn't reject your question, and I really enjoyed talking to you.
Yes. Thank you very much. Det var alltså Axel med många namn ifrån Tyskland som pratade med mig, och Lennart var med på ett hörn också. Radio Tyresö 91,4. Hej då!
What is the frequency?
It's Radio Tyresö 91,4 megahertz. Ni har hört Sven Axel Troll, född i Österrike, uppvuxen och utbildad i Tyskland, och seglar 5 månader varje år i den svenska skärgården som han har blivit så förtjust i. Titta gärna på bilderna av honom och hans båt på Tyresöradions hemsida. Vill ni se flera bilder på Sven Axel Troll och hans båtar, så kan ni gå in på hans hemsida nauti.de. 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 Mitt namn är Gunilla Grell Lundgren. Tack för att ni lyssnade.
Så länge skutan kan gå, så länge hjärtat kan slå, så länge solen den glittrar på väljorna blå, om blott en dag eller två, så håll till godo ändå, för det finns många som aldrig en ljusglimt.